actress Lemon was not a genius. Her mouth, however, was smart enough that she was usually able to convince people that she was relatively clever. Unfortunately, that also meant it had gotten her into trouble on several occasions. This was shaping up to be one such occasion. I'm just saying that while you are exceptionally well qualified for door guarding duty, letting us in seems more like a business decision, so maybe you should ask someone that can make business decisions, she said to the man blocking her path. They stood in one of the seedier alleys in Beacon. This particular back street housed the entrance to the den of one of the top tradesmen in the city. Tradesmen being a forgiving title for the criminal ringleaders one might go to if they needed goods or services they couldn't obtain through legal means. The man held a torch against the night, illuminating his own sallow face and the others gathered around him, as well as the broken-down cobblestone at their feet.
"Claw said, specifically, not to let you in,"
he doubled down. She could hear the annoyance hidden in his tone growing, though he fought to suppress it. He was trying to strike a balance. Rude enough to deter her, but not rude enough to bring wrath upon himself. The men behind him, another human and a lizard-like draken, held steady eye contact with her. This might have seemed strange or threatening, but she knew it was less about where they were looking and more about where they were trying not to look, at the looming shadow over her shoulder.
"What is your heart after what happened in Drell? Boss doesn't need you around if you're gonna attract attention."
"What happened in Drell?" Beatrice asked, feigning surprise. The man squinted his already narrow eyes at her.
"You know, that guard that fell out of the window. Everyone knows there was a girl and a..."
His eyes darted to the looming figure standing behind Beatrice for just a moment.
"An orc. Ain't many pairs like the two of you running round."
The orc in question snorted, and Beatrice smiled sweetly, attempting to feign some sort of camaraderie with the lackey before her.
"Listen, Paul. It is Paul, right?"
"It's not."
Beatrice acted as though she hadn't heard him.
"You said it yourself, Pete. That guard fell out of a window. That's all there is to it. Maybe we were there. Maybe it was a different orc and a different lovely young woman. But it doesn't matter because we're here now and we didn't come empty-handed."
Right on cue, her companion held up a delicate chain weighted down with a green-tinged gemstone the size of a large coin and several smaller ones that climbed up the chain on one side, all uncut and asymmetrical. The stones caught the light from the torch, scattering it back across the faces of the onlookers with an uncanny brilliance that made the men squint. After a long enough pause for the visual to inspire the proper amount of awe, Beatrice spoke again.
"So I'm guessing Claw is gonna want to see us after all. Or we can just take this somewhere else and you can tell him why."
The man was silent for several seconds. He shook his head, tapping a finger in erratic bursts against his torch. He looked around to his colleagues for some sort of opinion. The large human shrugged, taking another step backward towards the door. The draken, a dark teal male with lanky limbs and a flicking tail, hissed,
"He's going to want that."
Another long silence stretched out as the guard weighed the options. Beatrice wasn't above forcing her way in, but it hardly seemed worth the trouble this time. Instead, she waited, with false patience written on her face. Finally, the answer came.
"Fine. But if he wants you gone, I'm dragging you back out meself.
And he stepped aside. Of course you are, naturally, Beatrice conceded, bowing before walking through the creaking wooden door.